Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite-Sized Science. This is Dr. Chris Smith and Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to explore the nervous system, the way we sense and interpret the world around us. For a start, we all know about our five senses: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. But how do they actually work?
Well, to start with, our senses work via little groups of specialised nerve cells called receptors. And these are like the watchmen of our senses, detecting any changes in the environment and feeding them back to the command centre in the brain.
So how do those receptors themselves actually work?
Well, receptors turn stimuli from the environment into electrical signals which travel along the nerves up into the brain.
And where will you find the receptors that do that?
Well, most of our receptors are in our sense organs, so each one has receptors sensitive to particular kinds of stimulation.
Can you give us some examples?
Well, look at your skin. You've got receptors that detect pressure, pain, changes in temperature, and our tongues are covered in taste buds that have receptors for different chemicals in our food. Our noses are packed with receptors that sense chemicals in the air, and when you sniff. And in the backs of our eyes, our retina is full of receptors that can detect light, while our ears have special receptors that can detect which way up we are by sensing the position of the head. So, all very clever stuff.
So how do the messages get from those receptors physically back into the brain, though?
Well, in humans, our central nervous system is made up of the brain and the spinal cord. So when a receptor is stimulated by light, touch, chemicals or anything, it sends a signal along the nerves, up through the spinal cord and into the brain, which then coordinates our response, which might be to scream and move away if something's painful, or to produce a hormone in the blood, or to drool if we're eating or smelling something really tasty. So this response is done by effectors, which simply means any part of the body that produces a response.
Can you tell us a bit more, Kat, about how the messages actually get around the body in the first place?
Well, they're carried by nerve cells, also called neurons, and the messages are tiny little electrical signals. And there's three different types of neurons.
Which are?
To start with, you've got sensory neurons, and these carry the signals from the receptors in our skin, eyes, ears and so on, into the spinal cord and into the brain. Then we have relay neurons, and these carry the messages from one part of the central nervous system to another. So whether that's from the spinal cord up into the brain or between different parts of the brain itself. And then there's motor neurons, which carry the signals from the brain back into the body to control the effectors, such as muscles or glands.
And if you could see them, what would these nerve cells actually look like?
Well, they're pretty weird-shaped cells, really. The main body of the cells, containing the nucleus with all the cells' DNA, is a bit like a star, and it's got lots of spikes sticking out of it that are called dendrites, and these make connections with neighbouring nerve cells. Then there's a long tail called the axon, and this carries the nerve signal from one part of the body to another. And these axons can be really long. For example, a cell with its body in your spinal cord could have an axon that stretches right down to the tip of your big toe.
And how do the messages get from one nerve cell onto another?
Well, although these messages are carried around the body in the form of electrical signals, they actually pass between two nerve cells by chemicals. And there's a tiny gap where two neurons meet, and this is called a synapse. And when the signal reaches the end of one nerve cell, it produces chemicals that are released into this gap. And then these chemicals travel across the synapse, stimulate the neighbouring cell to make a new electrical signal, so the message passes on.
But sometimes we react to things very fast. For example, if you accidentally put your hand on something hot. So does that work the same way?
Well, usually our receptors are stimulated. This sends a message to the brain and that tells the body what to do. But some things do need to happen really fast. And in this case, the nervous system actually bypasses your brain altogether. And these are known as reflexes. And you can see your reflexes at work. For example, if you walk from a dark room into a brightly lit one and your pupils will immediately get smaller to protect your eyes from the light. And if you accidentally burn yourself or touch something very sharp, you'll move your hand away without even involving your brain.
So how do these work if the brain doesn't get involved?
Well, it's similar to what happens normally, but with a few crucial differences. So to start with, a receptor will detect a stimulus. Say, let's say you accidentally put your finger in a candle flame. Now, the signal travels up into the spinal cord and passes into relay neurons. But instead of going up into the brain, the signal goes straight back into an effector nerve, going back out into the muscles, causing you to jerk your hand away from the flame. Now, a signal will also go up into the brain, but it's a lot slower, so you've already moved your hand before you even realise what's going on.